Welcome to the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast for Thursday morning, August 6th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
New book challenges chronic urgency, makes the case for choosing your own pace. Former government strategist and meditation teacher Alex Snyder challenges the culture of chronic urgency in his new book, Sometimes You Should Be Late. Offering insights on the origins of punctuality and lateness, Snyder introduces concepts like authentic lateness and time alchemy. By creating intentional space to approach time, readers can reconnect with values, relationships, and humanity in a world that rewards rushing.
Retired educator turned indie novelist Bernard J. McDonald sees 2026 revival of backlist exploring love, loss, and second chances. Retired educator turned indie novelist Bernard J. McDonald is experiencing a revival of his backlist in 2026. His novels, exploring themes of love, loss, and second chances, are finding new readers. Recently, Writers Way Solutions released updated editions of Infidel, Kafir, and Zion, now titled Zion, End of Trail. McDonald's work, shaped by his career in education, resonates with readers looking for emotional depth and resilience in storytelling. Parker Publishers announces the forthcoming release of Between Sirens and Silence, Life After Policing, a memoir by retired Sacramento Police Department officer and criminal justice educator Jason Palmy. The book, set to be released on November 4, 2026, details Palmy's 31-year career in law enforcement and the challenges of life after policing. It aims to provide support and guidance to those struggling with burnout and career dissatisfaction in the field.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.